We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Here we go. New York, New York, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, the greater New York City area. Coming to you live. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM till AM. Tonight, I'll be on before the Nets and after. We don't have any five-hour marathons this week, which is okay. I think we've got two set up for next week. My guy Connor is behind the glass. We got you covered. Talking New York sports, whatever you want to talk. 877-337-6666. Call up. Talk sports to me. Obviously, we're going to talk about basketball. This is the second night that the Knicks and the Nets have been on the road, playing in the second half of a back-to-back, both teams. But I think I want to start talking about last night. Last night was a great night. I actually went home after my shift here and was looking at SportsCenter and looking at a bunch of different things online, and I was like, wow, what a great night in New York sports. A friend of mine cashed in on the great night in New York sports. He's actually a Chicago guy. My guy Mike Bowling works for BR Betting. He had this parlay that he put together yesterday, and he put out on BR Betting, called the Bing Bong Parlay. Now, I didn't see it until afterwards. I didn't see it until after it hit, until after it cashed. I don't know if he's listening, but what a good call. It was a four-leg parlay, all money line bets. He took the New York Islanders, the Brooklyn Nets, the New York Rangers, and the New York Knicks. Cashed. I'm not sure exactly how much he put on it. I could find that information probably when we go to break. But when I saw that, I'm like, the Bing Bong Parlay, Chicago, BR Betting, these guys are in Chicago cashing out. I think the Knicks were minus 120. The Nets were minus 130. The Islanders were minus 150. And the Rangers were minus 121. If you bet all of the New York teams that played last night money line, you won some coin. The Bing Bong Parlay. This Bing Bong stuff has spread throughout the world. Who would have thought? Game one, Madison Square Garden, Knicks Celtics, Side Talk NYC. Created a viral moment, and now a new phrase, which really New Yorkers know that's not a new phrase. That's been going around for some time. I've actually, you know, heard it. I think I heard it. Forget his name, the rapper out there in Coney Island last year. I think I first heard someone say Bing Bong, but now it's associated with the Knicks. I'm a Nets fan. We don't really rep that. We don't really do that over here. But cool to see a Bing Bong parlay hit like that last night, where if you bet all of New York's teams that were playing. The Islanders in hockey, the Rangers in hockey, the Knicks and the Nets in basketball. Good night for you. If you're a fan of those teams, if that's your favorite hockey team and favorite basketball team or some kind of iteration of those favorite teams, good for you. It was a good night on air. We had some good calls, some good conversation. We talked about a bunch of things, not just hockey, not just basketball. You know, we talked about the Rangers. I don't think the Rangers have lost a game since I've been on air. It's got nothing to do with me. But I noticed last night they won again, and they won in convincing fashion. I think that was seven in a row. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to figure out where my allegiance will lie. I'm trying to figure out which hockey team I actually want to rep. I'm from New Jersey, so I should be a Devils fan. That's our only professional team over there. But when I was a wee little lad, I actually did like the Rangers, going all the way back to being very young. I remember having a Rangers Mark Messier shirt, and that memory just sticks with me that, hey, you actually did rep the Rangers before you ever rep the Devils, and they're looking pretty good right now. I'm a fan of the Yankees, I'm a fan of the Cowboys and the Nets, and I've been, but when people find that out, they say, oh, bandwagon, front runner, fair weather fan. So if I'm a bandwagon, front runner, fair weather fan, then why wouldn't I jump on this Rangers bandwagon right now? Why not? They win every night. Will they continue their winning ways tonight? The Rangers host the Avalanche here in New York. Colorado is favored, minus 170, I think I saw. I don't think there's a bing-bong parlay lining itself up for tonight. I don't think you should bet all the New York teams tonight. That won't happen twice. Lightning will not strike twice. But we've got the Rangers playing the Avalanche. I think I saw they have a new goalie. What was this guy's name? The new goalie for the Rangers making his debut tonight is Adam Huska. Good luck to Adam and the Rangers. NYR, get another win. And I might have to think about going to see the Rangers in the Garden. But my Nets fans tell me that, you know, I can't go to the Garden. We don't want that energy. But I'd like to see a Rangers game live. It seems pretty crazy. It seems like it's always entertaining, packed, exciting. And I think it will be tonight. What else do we got on the schedule for tonight? Are the Devils on? The Devils are on. The Devils are facing the Flyers in Jersey at the Rock. The Devils are favored, minus 150. Come on, Devils. Come on, NJD. Make me a believer. Maybe I will swing over to that way, and maybe later tonight after the Nets game, we'll get some calls from Rangers fans. We'll get some calls from Devils fans, and you guys can tell me what happened and tell me, you know, where I should go, who I should be rocking with. I'm undecided. I'm a free agent out here in the NHL as far as my fandom. NBA-wise, I'm a Nets fan, and the Nets play tonight. The Nets will play without two of their Texas Longhorns. They're out in Texas facing the Houston Rockets tonight, James Harden's old team. James Harden's going to play, but those two Texas Longhorns that will be resting tonight, veterans Kevin Durant and LaMarcus Aldridge, KD in L.A., will get the rest day, you know, load managing NBA. And it's pretty funny because last night, KD was asked about his minutes again. He played 41 minutes last night, and he said, maybe tomorrow I'll play 48 minutes just to give y'all something to talk about. The guy has expressed how much he loves basketball, how much he loves being on the floor, how much he just wants to be out there. He's getting up there in age. He knows he's played more years in the NBA than he has left. He wants to play. The Brooklyn Nets said, whoa, pump your brakes. We're playing the Houston Rockets. You could take the night off. We should be able to handle business. The Nets are favored. The Nets are favored by 3.5. But don't let the Rockets fool you. The Rockets have been playing better as of late. They have a couple guys out, I believe, too. But the Rockets, after losing, I think the Rockets lost like 15 games in a row. They beat the Thunder last week, and they've played tougher. I think the Rockets are going to look at this game and say, okay, no KD on the floor, no LaMarcus Aldridge. We got an opportunity here to get a win against James Harden. You know the fans out there will be behind them. They'll probably be booing James Harden, and maybe the Rockets compete, but I think the Nets will still find a way to pull out the win. They've been winning ugly. They've been grinding it out. That Brooklyn grit is there. They've been finding ways to win no matter what. Second half team. That fourth quarter last night was amazing. What about the Knicks? The Knicks stopped their losing streak last night and beat the Spurs. RJ Barrett back to health, looking like the number three overall pick from a couple years ago. The Knicks are in Indiana facing the Pacers. Now, there's a lot of rumors going around about the Pacers and them rebuilding and putting guys like Miles Turner, Sabonis, Caris LeVert on the trading block. Both the Nets and the Knicks fan bases seem very interested in those three guys. Could be something there. The Knicks are favored tonight, -5 out in Indiana. I think the Knicks handle business again. No, the Pacers are favored tonight, -5. But I think the Knicks can beat them. I think the Knicks, I actually might try and get in on that before. Oh, no, I just started. Too late. I might have to take a look at that because I think the Knicks can beat the Pacers. Indy being -5, I think that's a little bit too much confidence in a team that is saying they're trying to trade their guys. But either way, we've got that coming up. I will be watching both Knicks and Nets. I think for a little while during the Nets game, I will jump on the WFAN Twitch stream and watch the game live with whoever is in the chat, whoever would like to join. This is twitch.com/WFAN. We did that during the Nets and Knicks game. We had a good little crowd, and some folks asked if I'd do it again, and I said, yeah, you guys will keep me company while I'm in the studio waiting for the end of the Nets game. So look forward to that. If you're into Twitch, if you're into being online, watching the game with other people, I will be online for the second half of the Knicks and Rockets game. And that's what we've got. I mean, we can talk NFL. I feel like we talk in circles around Zach Wilson, the Jets, what the Jets need to do, Robert Saleh, and Daniel Jones, and Joe Judge, and Dave Gettleman. We can talk about it, but I'd like to talk about it more so in the context of who they're facing this week and what we can expect, instead of just beating the same dead horse over who needs to go, who needs to get fired, who needs to come in here. I saw a quote from somebody on Twitter that made me think about something, because I said on here to Giants fans, hey, like, you don't want to win any more games. You want the season to be over. You don't want to lose that draft capital, that draft stock. And someone said, well, you know, having Giants football is better than not having Giants football, which basically means they're not in a rush for the season to end. They're not in a rush to get to the offseason, the firings, the draft. You know, basically saying when the Giants aren't on, they're going to miss it. And I know that's how we all feel about our football teams. I know that's how we feel about football in general. When it's over, it's like, here we go. We're in the dark depths of winter. So call up. We can talk about the NFL. We can talk Mets. We can talk Yanks. And we can talk about the Rangers, the Devils, the Knicks and Nets, the teams that are playing tonight. This is Keith McPherson. This is KM till AM right here on The Fan.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No doubt, no doubt. We are back. And I want to get right to the phones. We only have 30 minutes, and then Nets Radio will take over, and I will be locked in on the Nets game. So let's hit the phones and talk Rangers with Don and Newberg. You're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man? I just want to say, you know, I like what you got going on with the show. You know, I really enjoy listening to it. You know, when I'm coming home at night and stuff.
Appreciate it. I'm glad to hear that.
So, I don't know if you saw on the Rangers game the other night, Jacob Trouba's hit against the Blackhawks.
I saw it, and it was controversial, but I got to go back and watch the clip. What was controversial about it? I saw he went to the hospital.
Yeah, he got knocked out cold.
Well, it's rough game, hockey. It's just as rough, if not rougher, than any of the other games.
You know,
what were your thoughts on it? Fill me in.
So, just the, you know, the point of contact, you know, if you hit the head first, you know, I didn't know what you thought. It was a suspension-worthy hit.
I'm watching it again now. Yeah, I mean, I think it just looked bad. I don't know if it's a suspension-worthy hit. They did suspend him. It just looks like, it looks bad because the guy just went completely limp, like.
And also, too, you know, I just didn't know if you thought the Rangers could keep up this pace, you know, with the roster, with what they got going on as far as, you know, just holding this, you know, I know it's early in the season still, but, you know, before you know it, once the All-Star break gets here, it's going to be, you know, the playoff push there. You know, if you just think everybody's ready, like if they're finally starting to gel together.
I mean, I think it's early, and from what I've been told, the roster is young, and they're outperforming. You know, they're passing their expectations, and I'm just starting to pay attention. I've said on this show that I haven't really watched too much puck, but I want to be able to talk hockey on this show. And from the things that I've seen from the Rangers, I'm like, they look like a team that's been together for a while. If I'm a Rangers fan, which I'm leaning towards that way, I'm not worried about anything because this is a hot start. It's a great start, and they got plenty of time to figure it out.
Okay. All right, man. Like I said, thanks again. You know, and like I said, I'll keep listening to the show because I enjoy it. You know, I like your input on stuff and how you you really take in what everybody else is feeling on stuff.
Of course, this is our station. This is the fan. I want to talk to all the fans, and I have set a goal that by let's say playoffs, I'll be able to actually talk some hockey. I'll be able to actually talk some puck. Rangers, Devils, Isles, or just the whole NHL, I'm actually going to, like, study a little more and be more tapped in.
I think a lot of people would love to hear that, man. You don't hear about hockey enough, and I think, the more you talk, there's a lot more people than you think that like hockey, I think.
Of course. Thanks for the call, Don. I mean, the way I look at it, I'm trying to reach more people. And I want this show to be everyone's show. It's the nighttime show on WFAN. I don't want people that listen to hockey to tune out because the host doesn't talk hockey. It's not that I don't want to talk hockey. I just don't want to speak on things that I don't know. That's an easy way to sound stupid on the radio, is trying to talk about something that you're not well-versed in. But I can learn. I can be more well-versed in the next couple weeks and months. And through talking to you, that's how that'll happen. And through me watching and paying attention and listening to some of our other hosts, for sure, I will be more well-versed in the hockey world. And I'm going to pick a side at one point. People are already hitting my Twitter. They're saying, Keith, you got to go Devils. Some people are saying, nah, roll with the Rangers. I'm just trying to roll with the winners. And the Devils are not looking like winners right now, but the Rangers are looking good. If they win tonight, that's another win that pulls me closer to rocking with Madison Square Garden. Back to the phones we go. We're going to switch it up now. Max from Manhattan, you're on the fan. You want to talk Yankees and Nets? That's more of my expertise.
Yeah, Keith, thank you so much for taking my call, my man. I'm so happy that we're finally, able to connect. I've been a huge fan of yours, for a while. My first question to you is about, our Yanks. So after this crazy, lockout, comes to an end, what do you, which moves do you see the Yankees doing? Do you think they'll be more fixated on the shortstop position, or do you think that they'll try and make the trade for Matt Olson at first base? What do you think?
I mean, I would love to see them make that Olson trade. It just sucks as Yankee fans. We got duped into thinking that was a done deal. I mean, almost every Yankee fan was thinking it was like at the 1-inch line. It was definitely going down, and then that all unraveled. So I'd love to see them, even if it's not Olson, I'd love to see them address first base. I just feel like they're going to wait out the shortstop market. They're also going to wait out free agency to see who they actually want to go with, or I just feel like they're going to default into a stopgap guy and just tell us, yeah, this is the best guy or whatever. This guy is great. But I'd like to see the first base situation get done first, whether it's Olson, whether it's Rizzo, or some Yankee fans out there dreaming that Freddie Freeman will be here. Get first base done, because I definitely don't want to see DJ LeMay playing first base.
With regard to the Brooklyn Nets, so I'll be at Barclays next Sunday for the Nets-Denver game on December 19th. Any chance that you'll be there, my man?
There is a good chance that I'll be there. But so since I started at WFAN, I'm here 7 to midnight, and I haven't been able to go to the games during the week, so I eye up the weekend. And that weekend, there's a Saturday game and a Sunday game. But also that weekend, the Dallas Cowboys play the Giants on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So I could be there on Sunday. It depends. I got to see. I know my wife and my mom and some other people have asked about going to either the Nets game or the Giants game. I got to figure out next week like where exactly I want to be. In my head, I want to go to the Nets game on Saturday and then go to the Giants-Cowboys game on Sunday, but subject to change. We'll see. If you're out there next Sunday, that's going to be a good game against the Nuggets. Just message me on Instagram or message me on Twitter and check with me again if I don't say it on air, and I'll let you know if I'm there, and I'll come find you at Barclays.
All right, Keith. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Max. Thanks for calling in. 877-337-6666. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We are rocking until 7:50, and then Capper and Carino will take it away with Nets Radio, Nets versus Rockets out in Houston. Back to the phones we go. We're still talking becoming a Rangers fan or Devils fan. I'm a free agent. I'm trying to figure it out. Danny in Long Island is on the phone. He wants to help me figure it out one way or the other. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Keith. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome. It was a great night last night. I think we're going to get another good one here in New York.
You know, I've been following the Rangers for about 50 years now, maybe even longer. And, you know, they've had their ups and downs. And, you know, we had those years where the Islanders won 4 Stanley Cups. And, you know, it was kind of hard for us Ranger fans. But, you know, I stuck by them. And right now they look like one of the best teams in the league. They have this kid, Adam Fox. He's a defenseman. I don't know if you know him.
Looking him up right now. You guys are teaching me. You guys are telling me who to look for.
Adam Fox, he's a Long Island boy. He came up, and I watched him play his rookie year, and I ran into him at the Islander game at Nassau Coliseum before the game, and I let him know he was one of the best defensemen I've ever seen play, and that was as a rookie. He's just amazing, this kid. He's smart with the puck. He's always 2 steps ahead of everyone else on the ice, the way he thinks. And he won the Norris Trophy last year for the best defenseman in the league. And it's his again this year. All he has to do is stay in good health. So he's amazing. And the team itself, they got a lot of young stars. Last year they got the number 1 draft pick. The year before, the number 2 draft pick.
Right. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, they're on their way. You know, if not now, soon. But I think they could win the Cup this year with, you know, as long as they stay in good health. And so.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm so with it. If I'm going to jump on a bandwagon, if I'm going to, at this point, pick my allegiance to a hockey team, I'm rocking with the Rangers. Someone's got to convince me that it's got to be Devils because, like you said, they have young guys. And I don't know how they got so lucky with the draft picks and building this team of young guys that's competitive. But that bodes well for the future. If I pick the Rangers now, they might be good for the next 10 years.
About 4 or 5 years ago, the Rangers decided they were going to rebuild, and they traded off all their better players for draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
So they loaded up with draft picks, and you know, and then they had these, you know, the luck of getting the number 1 pick in the draft, which really helped them along, and they signed some free agents, you know, and everything kind of fell into place. So, you know, as long as the team stays healthy, I think they could compete for the Cup this year.
Sounds good. Thanks for the call, Danny. I think it what year did the Rangers go to the Stanley Cup and I think lose to the Kings? Was that 2015 or 16? I'm going to keep doing my research, but that year I think was the year that I was like, okay, the Rangers got it going on. They did a activation in Bryant Park. That was awesome. I used to work at MTV over at Viacom 1515 Broadway, and they had this activation, and I remember getting some just like free stuff, and I was like, okay, I'm a Rangers fan. And I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I will be. I'm definitely a Dallas Cowboys fan, though. James in Dumont, New Jersey, are you a Dallas Cowboys fan as well?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
How about him?
I'm like, you know, first time talking to you, I said, I got to talk to this guy because he's as genuine as it comes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see your thoughts on, like, what's happening, like, first, you know, down the road. I mean, how do you feel about, like, you know, Washington? I'm not taking that with a grain of salt at all.
No, it should be a good game.
I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yeah, and I have no love for the Washington football team or whatever they were called or whatever they got going on now. Their stadium is trash. That video went viral of the water leaking from like the 200 level.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. I don't have any love for Dan Snyder and all of the allegations and things that have come out of their organization. I hope the Cowboys beat the brakes off them, but I think it's going to be a close one. I think it's going to be a battle.
I'm not getting all comfortable in my seat on that.
No, not at all. I mean, this is going to be a test, right? Because the Cowboys have lost games in the last month to teams that were just all right.
Exactly.
Run-of-the-mill teams.
You know, I think we have to come into a league of our own right now because, let me tell you something, we need enough ability on that team to be able to beat the big boys when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I think Dak is coming along. You know, he had the 2 weeks off.
I wish they would throw the Schultz a little more.
You wish they would throw to who more?
The tight end.
Oh, yeah, Schultz. Dalton Schultz, man. Yeah. I mean, and with Blake Jarwin hurt.
A little uptight, you know, we said use him a lot more because he's a big boy.
Yeah, use him like Witten. Use him like they used to use Big Wit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
Thank you.
But Dak, you know Dak is trying to hit the receivers downfield all the time. He's trying to hit Gallup.
Right.
He's trying to hit CD for the big play.
Yeah, so and there you go. There's Mr. Schultz sitting there. He's a big dude. You just hit him and go.
Yeah, I also think it's the Tony Pollard era now. I think people have started to see that Tony Pollard is a better back than Zeke right now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, unless Zeke steps up to the plate because you know he got the big numbers handed to him. You know.
Yeah, he got the $90 million contract, and he kind of forced that contract by going to Cabo. Meanwhile, that was Tony Pollard's rookie year. Fast forward now, Tony Pollard's 3 years into the league, and he's a better back on this team than Ezekiel
Elliott.
I'll
tell you right now, if Parsons doesn't make All-Pro there, I'll be surprised. Our defense.
That kid, we lucked out. We were all looking at a corner. We wanted Joe Horn's kid. We wanted Pat Surtain's kid.
I was like, who's the kid from Penn State? Because I didn't know much about him.
No, I knew exactly who he was. And when those two corners came off the board, I'm like, we got to take the best defensive player available. And our defense was trash last year. We lucked into literally getting... This is going to upset some Giants fans. The modern age Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, hello.
Thanks for the call. Giants fans, call up. Is Micah Parsons the new Lawrence Taylor, or are you upset at that comparison right now? This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back. Now smooth it out. Smooth it out, yeah. Smooth it out one time. Hey, right back. Here we go. Right back on The Fan. Let's go. Keith McPherson on The Fan, Wednesday night. We got, let's say, another 10 minutes. I'm going to try and run through 5 calls quickly, see what you guys are talking, and then it's Nets Radio, Brooklyn Nets versus the Houston Rockets out in Texas. To the phones we go. We were talking about Micah Parsons. I compared him to Lawrence Taylor. Peter in Greenwich, you're on The Fan, talking Giants.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm good. What you got?
I mean, you comparing Micah Parsons with Lawrence Taylor is a joke, but all right. I mean, I'm not gonna get upset about it because it's not even worth talking about. I mean, the guy's been in the league for what, 4 months, and you're comparing him to the greatest defensive player of all time, and it's a joke. But whatever.
It's a good joke. It's a good joke.
Yeah. Maybe some Giants fans are gonna freak out about it.
All good jokes contain some truth. That kid is a beast. He looks like Lawrence Taylor.
He is good. I'll give him that.
He's got a long way to go to ever be LT.
He's got a long way to go, you know? Here's another player that looked good on his first year, Saquon Barkley, but doesn't look that great now.
Yeah.
I remember where people
Penn State guy too.
Barry Sanders.
Another Penn State guy. Yeah, there was so much hype around Saquon. Saquon Barkley... No matter what. I remember seeing that written on like a piece of paper. I'm like, that's not good strategy to have going into any draft. It can't be this player no matter what. But here we are now. You're out on Saquon being the running back of the Giants in the future?
I don't know. I mean, what I see is not what everyone sees, but what I see is that he doesn't really like to do the dirty runs. You know, he doesn't like to do the 3-4 yards. He wants to catch a home run and run for 20, 30, but sometimes you need those small yards to get third and manageable or second and manageable and not get negative yards or get, you know, get no gains.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I mean, it could be that it's his injury last year, so he's not really fully back. So, I mean, they picked up his 5th-year option anyway, right? So,
they're going to have to, he's going to have to play on it and then see what happens.
Yeah, he'll play on it, but I don't think they can give him a big contract. Now, I was just talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Thanks for the call, Peter. And the Dallas Cowboys gave Ezekiel Elliott a 6-year, $90 million contract. And as it currently stands, halfway through that contract, his backup is better than him. The rookie they drafted in case they didn't sign him is better than him. In this current NFL, you can get a running back from anywhere. There are Division II running backs in this league playing. There's no reason to draft a running back number two. Back to the phones we go quickly. Lawrence in Austin, Texas says Joe Judge is a bad coach.
I'm just saying, like, let's break
it
all down.
That's, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's the decision-making in hiring him, which makes no sense to me, right? He's a special teams coach. The guy can't coach offense, can't coach defense, but let's put him in charge of everything.
He was with Bill Belichick. He's from the Bill Belichick coaching tree. They were hoping that, you know, that was enough.
So maybe we'll hire his equipment manager then to be the GM and Gettleman gets out of here. With the way the Maras are running things, I don't know. It's the most joy I get out of the Giants this year, it's so sad, is just calling up to rip Joe Judge. And I'm going to call every day for like a month. Sucks. I hate him. I hate Gettleman. They're not giving me nothing here. They gave me Garrett. Garrett's like a cowboy, so I didn't really, I mean.
Are you a Giants fan that has moved out to Texas?
Oh, I'm born and raised in New Jersey, and my first year out in Austin now. And that's miserable enough being a Giants fan around all these
Cowboys
fans. Cowboy fans. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I'll still wear my Manning jersey anywhere.
Right. Rep that. Rep the good times. Thanks for the call, Lawrence. Okay, let's see what we got here. Beautiful Monster in North Jersey says you better be a Devils fan. Is that because the Devils play in Jersey in Newark? Is this the DBM?
You know it, man. You already know, man. I can't believe I'm tuning to this show and I'm hearing all this debate, Rangers or Devils. First of all, you don't get to come in on a winner, Keith. You don't get to ride the back of a winner all the way to the...
Why not? I want to win.
Listen. You come in on a lowly, hopeless team, your home team. Yes.
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 Garden State.
Real estate here in Jersey, Devils. Very quickly, I want to jump around, Keith. I'm so excited that you're on the show. I've been tuning in quietly. I had to call tonight, brother. I had to call tonight because you inspired me.
You're the man. Appreciate you.
Micah is awesome. I don't want to say he's LT, but the motor, it looks like LT. Like snap to snap to snap. He doesn't take one off, and that's really, really exciting. I also want to just say to you, buddy, the Giants, man, the Giants are like a bacteria sandwich that I just have to keep eating every Sunday.
You love it, though. I know you love the Giants no matter what. You just keep coming back for more.
I can't, man. I can't. My parents are older. They need to see something better than this, man. Don't do this. I love how honest you are on the show, buddy, about where you stand in regard to your acumen of certain things. You're so graceful. So I'm going to get off your phone, brother. I love you. I'm so, so proud of this show. The fan, you got me. You stole me from every other station, the fan.
DBM. You're the man, bro. Appreciate you. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to get up here and be like, the Rangers are this. And no, I'll tell you straight up. I don't have an allegiance. Basketball season runs through the same time as hockey. I'm all the way locked in on the NBA since the lockout when I was in like second or third grade of NHL. I've just been watching basketball in the winter. It just is what it is. Ryan in Manahawk in New Jersey. You are on the fan. What's up, Ryan?
Keith, good evening to you and how you be?
Awesome. How's it going?
Hey man, listen. I know you're a Jersey guy and you're from where?
I'm from Monmouth County. So you're from Ocean County?
I'm Ocean County. I'm down in Manahawk in Long Beach Island area. I mean, listen, before I get to my Mets point, you have to be a Devil fan, bro. It's Jersey. You got to represent. You have to represent the Devils.
Yeah, my basketball team is in first place. My NFL team is in first place.
I know, but your basketball team is also the
New Jersey Nets, formerly.
Nets, bro. I mean, come on. You know?
Used to play where the Devils play now.
Yeah, let's go, man. You got to rock and roll with both teams. You know what I mean? So, hey, listen, real quick. I'm a Mets fan, obviously. I know this and that and the other, but how are the Mets not locking up Buck Showalter right now? I mean,
I mean, I think they are. I think all this talk is like Buck has got to be smiling ear to ear reading his name in every conversation around the Mets right now. And for Buck, he's a guy that's been rumored around so many other teams and opportunities. Looking at this roster, Buck's got to be like, yes, please let me walk into this situation in New York.
Dude, 100%, 100%. I mean, just our prized player, our $43 million player wants Buck. I mean, you know, just right off the bat, that makes something. But, you know, obviously we hear everything that, you know, just the Mets are a veteran team. They're a win-now team. I mean, just Buck's a no-brainer. And listen, if they turn the corner and if it's Bochy that's going to manage, I'm okay with that too. But I don't want these young guys. I mean, I know Curtis Branson, that was just a name, this and that and the other. But listen, we need a manager right now with a set of gonads. Buck Showalter has got that. You know, he's got that if factor. He's got that Max Scherzer bring it on factor. You know what I mean?
And plus,
he also shoved up the Yankees' tush a little bit.
And see, like, I like Buck as a Yankees fan, and I'm actually kind of afraid that if they do get Buck, it's going to make me like the Mets, because a lot of times teams take on the personality of their manager. And if the Mets team with this much talent takes on Buck Showalter's personality, they're going to be fun to watch. They're going to beat teams. And I'm going to be sitting over in Yankee Stadium like, man, maybe I should slide to Citi Field a couple times. I do like it over there.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate you taking my call. Congratulations being on the big show. I've heard you your first night. I was very impressed with you. I listen to you on my way home from work at night, and, you know, I just want to say congratulations to you, my man.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ryan. Jersey Shore, sure thing. Can I get another call in? Yes, I think I can. Dave in Alpine, New Jersey, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, what's up, brother? How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good, man. I've been listening to you since day one, man. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate it.
Anytime. But yeah, no, I just wanted to call because, you know, a couple of my friends going back and forth. I'm a Giants fan, of course. So, I mean, what do you think the likelihood is that we're going to get rid of Jones?
I just think it's like this. It's going to come down to your options. Maybe you do draft a rookie quarterback, but I don't think you're going to take one in the first round. Unless it's Kenny Pickett, which Kenny Pickett is from my high school, from my area.
Yeah,
I would love to see the Giants take him and then, like, the story continues, you know, New Jersey kid gets to play for the Giants. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think Daniel Jones will get a shot. Obviously, he's got another year on his contract. But, like, you got to bring in some other competition. You got to bring in another veteran. I jokingly said Ryan Fitzpatrick. But maybe a journeyman type. Or maybe you go big. I don't think Russell Wilson ends up here. But there's been rumors of it. I don't think the Giants can go in with the way they did this year with Daniel Jones, who's literally been hurt every season, and then Mike Glennon as the backup. You've got to have two guys that you think can win games. If one of them is Daniel Jones, fine, but get another veteran quarterback in here.
Yeah, it's just a heartbreak. Well, thanks, brother. I appreciate your time, man.
No problem. Thanks for the call, Dave. That's all we've got. If you're on hold right now, Gary and Cody, I see you guys on hold. Call back after the Nets game. I definitely want to talk to you guys. I'm sorry I didn't get to you, but the time burns so fast. I got to get out of here. Next up is the Nets and the Rockets in Houston. Capper and Carino, Nets Radio. This has been Keith McPherson on the Fan. Thanks for listening.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.